In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my God. Areopagus. What fun word to say. What is Areopagus? Its place, its meaning. I was curious. Of course, Google anything in there, your answer is. And I learned that Areopagus is a rock formation very close to the Acropolis in Athens, Greece. It was the very place where St. Paul the Apostle delivered the Areopagus sermon. And remember that Paul was the former Saul who persecuted many of the followers of Jesus and was converted on the road to Emmaus. The Areopagus sermon is the most dramatic and most fully recorded speech of the missionary career of St. Paul, which recounts our readings in Acts today. What was so significant and important about that? Paul had been preaching in northern Greece and begins his address by emphasizing the need to know God rather than worshiping the unknown. His ideas were rebuked, and he retreated to safety in Athens to await his companions, Silas and Timothy. While waiting, he was deeply grieved in his soul. As I walked around and looked carefully at your objects of worship, he says, I even found an altar with this inscription to an unknown God. So you are ignorant of the very thing that you worship. And this is what I'm going to proclaim to you. His heart was burning to teach the concepts of resurrection from the dead and salvation. In effect, a prelude to the future discussions of Christology. Remember, I talked about this last week, this word, which means to study the person of Jesus Christ, his life, and his works. After the sermon, a number of people became followers of Paul. And he taught Christian ideas and ideals and defended the newly forming Christian faith. Preaching from this rock, the Areopagus, he refuted pagan worship, and so began a myriad of worshipers coming into the Christian faith. Paul is describing his experience of Jesus as a model of how we go out into the world, loving and companioning people who do not look like us, who do not vote like us, who are not educated as we are, who do not have the bank accounts like we have. The love of Jesus becomes known through the Spirit of truth, and our faith directs us via this Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit. It is offered to us through our being sealed in our baptism. And as Jesus resides in God, he also resides in us and is offered through us. Blessed are you who have been called to the wedding feast of the Lamb. This is Revelation 19:9. These words are an invitation to that feast throughout history and how God feeds his people. God's called us to be in union with him in a way that is mysterious, but at the same time, it's very real. We are called through Christ to an invitation which reverberates throughout the world, every day, on more altars that can be counted, and by means of a meal that he commanded us to repeat. He commands us also to love one another. And we hear these words from Jesus in his farewell discourse to his disciples. This is the first reference to the advocate, to the paraclete. And John's gospel shows Jesus working out his very own sense of presence to the disciples over the 3 years that he's been with them. Jesus has been an advocate for them. And this is how and who he was with them. In essence, Jesus is saying, if you love me, show it by doing what I've told you. I will talk to the Father so that you will always have someone with you. This friend is the Spirit of truth. And the God of this world cannot take it in because it doesn't have eyes to see him. They don't know what to look for. But you already know him because he has been staying with you and he will be in you. This word in is repeated several times through our gospel and signifies the deepest intimacy between Jesus and his disciples, the indwelling of the Spirit. The Spirit will be in the disciples, just as Jesus will be in the Father, and the disciples will be in Jesus, and Jesus will be in the disciples. In describing the coming of the Spirit, Jesus links love for him with external actions and observance of the commandments. And according to Jesus, all commandments are rooted in love and reveal love. And additionally, he tells them, I will not leave you orphaned. I'm coming back. And in just a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you're going to see me because I'm alive. And you are about to come alive. At that moment, you will know absolutely that I am in my Father, and you're in me, and I'm in you. I pray that you hear these words this morning as applying to you as a friend in Jesus. You will see him. You already abide in him, and he is in you, and we abide in God through Jesus and through the Holy Spirit in our lives. These words of comfort show us that Jesus truly lives in our time and in our lives and in our inter-abiding relationships. He spoke these words when he was alive, and these words continue to resonate in our day through the life-giving Spirit and in the particularity of each one of our lives and each one of our days. This, my friends, is the Spirit of truth promised after his death on the cross. And now comes the interactive part of my sermon. So I'll ask you to turn to page 852 in the Book of Common Prayer, and let's kind of review some of the catechism, this one part being specific to the Holy Spirit. So you'll see there a category called the Holy Spirit. I will ask the question, and we will all say together the answer. So the question is, who is the Holy Spirit?
The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. God at work in the world and in the church even now.
How is the Holy Spirit revealed in the Old Covenant? This would be the Old Testament.
The Holy Spirit is revealed in the Old Covenant as the giver of life, the one who spoke through the prophets.
How is the Holy Spirit revealed in the New Covenant?
The Holy Spirit is revealed as the Lord who leads us into all truth and enables us to grow in the likeness of Christ.
How do we recognize the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives?
We recognize the presence of the Holy Spirit when we confess Jesus Christ as Lord and are brought into love and harmony with God, with ourselves, with our neighbors, and with all of creation.
How do we recognize the truths that are taught by the Holy Spirit?
We recognize truths to be taught by the Holy Spirit when they are in accord with the Scriptures.
And now I offer a prayer of invitation to the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill the hearts of your faithful people, and enkindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. As Christ's love abides in us through the Holy Spirit, let us love our neighbors beyond exclusion, beyond the margins, and beyond polarities. By the grace of that same Spirit, may we become the Word in flesh, going beyond words to action in the world, seeking justice and peace in our day. Amen.
Amen.